Isa headed back from the Jordan River, full of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit led him in the desert, where Iblis tested him for 40 days. He ate nothing that whole time, so when it ended, he was hungry. Then Iblis said to him, "If you are the Son of Allah, then tell this stone to turn into bread." But Isa answered, "The scriptures say, it's not by bread alone that a person lives." Then Iblis led him up to a high place and showed him in a moment all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you authority over all these kingdoms as well as the grandeur in them, because it has been given to me, and I can give it to whomever I wish. So if you will bow down to me, it will all be yours." Isa replied to him, "The scriptures say, bow down to the Lord your God and worship him, him alone." Then Iblis led him to Jerusalem and stood him on the highest place in the temple complex. Then he said to him, "If you are the Son of Allah, throw yourself down from here. For the scriptures say he will command his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up on their hands so that you will not hit your foot against a stone." Isa replied to him, "The scriptures say, do not test the Lord your God." So when Iblis had finished every test, he left him until the time should come for another opportunity. Then Isa returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread throughout the whole region. He began teaching in the houses of worship, and everyone regarded him highly. Then he came to Nazareth, where he had grown up. On Saturday, he went to the house of worship, in accordance with his custom. He stood up to read, and they presented him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he opened it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of Allah is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to announce the advent of the year of Allah's approval." Then he closed the book, handed it to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the house of worship were directed at him. Then he began to address them and said, "This passage which you heard was fulfilled today." All of them were commending him. They were amazed at the gracious words that came out of his mouth, and they asked, "Isn't this Yusuf's son?" Then he said to them, "No doubt you will say this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown the things that we heard you did in Kfar Nahum.'" He went on to say, "I tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. The fact is that in Elias's days, Allah prevented it from raining for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine occurred in all the land. At that time there were many widows among the children of Israel, yet Elias was not sent to any of them. Rather, he was sent to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. And in the days of the prophet Eliezer, there were many among the children of Israel afflicted with leprosy, and not one of them was healed, but Naaman the Syrian was healed." All those present in the house of worship were enraged when they heard this statement. They rose up and started pushing him outside the town. They took him to the edge of the hill on which their town was built to throw him down. But he passed through their midst and went on. He went down to Kfar Nahum, a town in the region of Galilee, and began teaching the people on Saturdays. They were amazed at his teaching, because there was authority in what he said. Now there was in the house of worship a man in whom there was the spirit of an evil demon, and he shouted at the top of his voice,
"Ah! What do you have to do with us, Isa of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of Allah."
Isa rebuked him and said to him,
"Keep quiet and come out of him."
At that the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without hurting him. Everyone was astonished, and they said to one another, "What kind of message is this? For he with authority and power commands the evil spirits, and they come out." So the news about Isa spread throughout that entire region. He left the house of worship and entered the house of Simon. The mother-in-law of Simon was suffering with a severe fever, so they asked him to heal her. He leaned toward her and ordered the fever to leave her, and it left her. She got up at once and began to serve them. At sundown, everyone brought to Isa those in their homes who were sick with various diseases. He placed his hands on each one of them and healed them. Demons came out of many people as well, shouting, "You are the Son of Allah!" So he would rebuke them and not allow them to speak, since they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, he went out to an isolated place. The crowd, however, was looking for him. And when they found him, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must proclaim the good news of the founding of the kingdom of Allah to other towns as well, because I was sent for this purpose." So he went on proclaiming the good news in the houses of worship which were in the region.